Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's your favorite tech broadcast of the week, Into Tomorrow. This for the weekend of April 5th, 2019. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline, coming to you from the old WC studios.
That's your source, by the way, for connecting your laptop to the world. Check out owc.com/into. Special products and pricing for our Into Tomorrow listeners at owc.com/into. In New York City, working with the show, Horatio, here in our Miami studios, in fact, more specifically in our Miami control room, the other side of that glass from us, is Erasmo. And Julio doing whatever it is he's doing.
They're the ones that make sure that nothing goes wrong.
Wrong. audio. Sorry. Do not please, adjust your radio.
Please wait. Buffering. Buffering.
Now he's actually messing with us. Oh. I don't think he's ever done that in the, 10 years he's worked with us.
He had me having a heart attack. And I know. Like, oh my gosh, what's wrong?
The back of Chris's head faces the control room, so I'm looking at his face. He's, what?
As I didn't director, do that. I'm like, oh my God, okay, what's broken? What do I have to fix? Who do I have to fire?
See, Chris is also the technical director for the Advanced Media Network. So right away he was thinking, oh my gosh, I did not do that. It's something's actually broken. That was good, Erasmo. That was, see, had it been April Fool's Day, that would have been one for Erasmo.
Here at the Advanced Media Network, every day is April Fool's Day.
Yep. Well, that's probably accurate. How about some tech news and commentary, and then we will get to so many other cool things. Oh, before we forget, if you haven't done your taxes yet, I know, sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Slacker.
I know, you've got a week and a half, 2 weeks at the most before April 15th, depending on when you're hearing the show. If you're hearing it 6 weeks from now on the stream or a podcast, sorry, you're going to jail. But if, no, you're not, hopefully. But if you've got to do your taxes and, like me, a slacker waiting to the last minute, we've got a bunch of TurboTax codes. And you want one of these, trust me. It's good for any of their products, including the $199 one. If you've got a lot of complicated stuff and stocks and bonds and rental properties and estate planning and, you know, you got 14 mansions, whatever, you probably need one of those. Well, we've got the codes for you. And what do you have to do to get them?
Just participate on the show.
That's easy.
Call us at 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686.
And tell Chris right out of the box when he checks these interactive voice responses, hey, Chris, I need one of those TurboTax codes, please. And participate on the show. We'll get you on the next show, but we'll get them out to you right away. A question about tech, a comment, some tech rage, maybe you want to share your favorite app, help another listener, whatever. Just participate. And while there's time, hurry, because it's going to be the first handful of people that call in first thing tomorrow when Chris checks the system. You will win those if you hurry.
So you can get your taxes paid. I mean, come on. Our representative six-figure incomes are counting on it. that you get your taxes paid.
Our representatives, six-figure. The congressional representatives?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Their six-figure incomes are counting on you getting your taxes paid on time.
Oh,
so
gosh.
We'll help you do it with TurboTax.
Yeah, because they sure earn our tax dollars, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, but this isn't a political show.
No,
this is a tech show.
But talking about scary stuff, are you ready for this? Apparently, a handful of inconspicuous stickers placed on the road can cause a Tesla operating on autopilot to steer into adjacent lanes.
Oops.
Yeah. This is another Tesla problem they were unaware of, even when those lanes are for oncoming traffic. As the While You Were Working Smart brief stated, Tesla says drivers can override autopilot, of course, at any time, by using the steering wheel or brakes, and should always be prepared to do so. Yeah. That's why they call it autopilot. But it seems like software with design flaws that require the user to override the software has produced some deadly results for the transportation industry these days. And that's very strange. So if there's some inconspicuous sticker that's placed on the road, I mean, it could be something fell off a truck and it just got stuck there or whatever, it could make your Tesla in autopilot change lanes.
Or it could be something that somebody put there on purpose.
Yes.
You know, and I'm never one to say I told you so. But, you know, when we first started talking a couple years ago about these self-driving cars and this autopilot, I said back then, you know, somebody's going to find a way very soon to hack into these things and make them unsafe. And that's why I said back then that I don't see myself getting behind the wheel or getting inside a self-driving vehicle. And right now, I still don't have any plans of getting into a self-driving vehicle.
Scaredy cat.
Well, I value my life.
But I've been in self-driving vehicles under controlled conditions, and they worked okay. But this is not even somebody hacking the car. It's just an inconspicuous sticker on the roadway making the Tesla go into another lane. It's reading it as something it's not and making it change lanes even into oncoming traffic. Be very careful, people. Autopilot does not mean you can kick back and read the paper on the way to work. Don't do that. Always be in control.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I said before, you know, the autopilot ought to have like a feature where, you know, you have to have your, you know, hand at least like in one spot on the steering wheel, and if you fall asleep or something, and your hand releases a button, then automatically it's off. You know.
Yeah. Mm. But then, see, that wouldn't be autopilot. That would be Chris Pilot.
Well, then here's an idea. Don't have it. Don't use the feature. Don't.
Well, there's that.
So Verizon announced that it was activated its 5G ultra wideband network in parts of Minneapolis and Chicago. The news is the first step for the carrier's plan to bring the technology to north of 30 cities at some point this year. Now, while the rollout has started a week ahead of schedule, it's only available in parts of the two Midwestern cities, according to the company.
And on no phones yet.
Well, there's one.
Per
Verizon's press materials, those in the right spots can expect speeds of up to 1 gigabits per second.
Of course, that covers them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course, the other issue with 5G, as you said, is the extreme limited availability of handsets capable of the higher speeds. Back at Mobile World Congress in February, lots of companies were showing them off. However, right now, the only phone available to work on Verizon's 5G network is the Moto Z3. When you pair it with the $200 Moto Mod. Now, that's, of course, in addition to the $240 phone. So it's going to cost you at least $440 to get this 5G speed in those small parts of those two cities.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, you just stand on one corner. Oh, look, I've got 5G. Quick, run speed test on your phone and see what your speeds are. Remember, they can be up to a gigabit. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. We talk a lot about AI advances. How about this one? App elements that invite tapping don't always make it easy for users to tap, but testing for usability can be limited. A Google experiment found that AI, or artificial intelligence, can be used to accurately gauge the degree of tappability.
Huh?
Yeah. One of the researchers wrote that the findings promise further advances in user interface research. So now tappability is another new tech word. How is your phone got a good rating in tappability? Maybe something to think about.
You sure that's not a term for the online dating apps?
No, that's swipeability. Swipe a leftability or swipe a right.
Kids use these days about, you know, tapping something.
Oh, like tap that? Is that what you're saying? Oh, Chris, you didn't go there.
This is a family show. I didn't go there.
But that's a point. That could be a tappability rating.
Yeah.
But we're talking about AI and Google research and, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, boy.
So about a year and a half ago, Apple announced their AirPower wireless charging mat. At the time, Apple said, quote, the new Apple-designed AirPower mat coming in 2018 can charge iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods simultaneously.
Yeah, three devices at once on this pad. Woohoo!
Well, when Apple failed to meet its launch deadline, some wondered if the wireless charging mat would ever make it to market. And now it seems we have an official answer to that question. Nope.
Yeah. In fact, it was Dan Riccio, or Riccio, whatever his name is, Apple's senior VP of hardware engineering.
Yeah.
Did you get his quote?
I did. After much effort, we've concluded AirPower will not achieve our high standards, and we have canceled the product.
Their high standards. They've canceled the product. If they have such high standards, why doesn't it work? Why didn't they come out with the product?
Yeah. Now, ironically, the latest rumors about the power mat, or the AirPower, whatever, was that it was going to come out this last week. Instead, Apple did the exact opposite.
Yeah. Well, it came out to be canceled.
Yeah.
But now, that's not the only thing that Apple has to worry about, though, these days. Apple has fallen behind Google and Huawei on camera tech. And many say that Apple has fallen behind Google and Huawei, and the MacBook needs a serious do-over. So there's, and this is from a lot of Apple fanboys and girls saying, oh my gosh, I'm seeing these new cameras on Huawei and Samsung phones, and they're so much better. Come on, Apple, what's up? And if you've been a MacBook fan, I know Erasmo is. He's got it in the control room, uses it all the time. But he would probably agree, yeah, it's about time. They need a do-over. You know, come out with some new stuff. You know, make it better, improve various things. They tend to lag behind in a few things. And that's not like Apple. I mean, let's face it. You know, I slam them every chance I get because I'm just not a fanboy. But the point is, this is not good for them. So there's three things right there that they're lagging behind, including canceling something that they were touting as going to be the latest, greatest. Never mind. So come on, Apple, get with it.
Yeah. Japan's ambassador to the United Nations-backed Conference on Disarmament says that his company has not developed fully autonomous weapons systems, and they have no plans to do so. We kind of talked about this last week about countries that they've been writing letters to countries about, you know, the dangers of autonomous weapons.
Right.
His comments have been widely anticipated in Japan, which is a country with highly sophisticated technological know-how and concerns about regional security threats, notably North Korea.
Yeah.
Because North Korea in recent years has been testing missiles by firing them over Japanese territory. He mentioned the positive effects of autonomous weapon systems under human oversight, such as saving labor and reducing collateral damage. Opponents of fully automated systems fear that machines could one day conduct wars without human control.
Boy, now that's scary. Think about that. Yeah. Machines conducting a war, and we have no control.
Have you seen Terminator?
Yeah. I'll be back. My gosh, that's enough to make you have a sleepless night or two.
Yeah.
Especially when they talk about robots taking over the world. You know, I forgot what I was watching the other day when they said something about, you know, robots will just take over. I mean, they're doing so many things, and artificial intelligence is playing such an important role that they'll just kill you. It's like, okay, well, now we're pushing it now, because can't we build in some safeguards? Yeah, but until they become smart enough to override your safeguards on their own. I mean, yeah, a lot of conspiracy theorists out there that are talking about things like that. But you have to, in this case, a good example, that machines could actually have a war. And, of course, what would it be? It would be cyber terror, you know, power grids and things like that, and hacking into banks and with no human intervention.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, my gosh, I hope that our military is on top of that. You know, you want to be able to know that though our tax dollars going for that, yes, please, you know, say, to protect us from those kinds of things, because it can happen. So are you into virtual reality headsets?
No.
Not at all?
No. They make me nauseous.
Well, Julio is testing one lately for us, but Facebook is recommitting to PC-based virtual reality headsets with a new Oculus priced at $399. The Oculus Rift S goes on sale this spring, along with standalone but less powerful Oculus Quest at the same price point. So you can spend $400 and get a little PC-based thing if you'd like and try to do a little bit of virtual reality gaming. And hopefully it won't make you sick. Have an airbag handy, or at least a plastic bag-lined garbage can or something. Yeah. Exactly. What did I say, airbag?
Yes. Just make sure it's not one of those Tacoma airbags that have been recalled from other cars.
Right. What I meant was an airline sick bag. There you go. Airbag. Airhead. Might be more like it. Sheesh.
So in more Apple news, according to a new report from a reliable Apple analyst, the next generation iPhone would likely join the Samsung Galaxy S10 and two Huawei models with two-way wireless charging. The feature would let you charge other devices using your iPhone. Now, when Samsung released the S10 with this feature, they also released new Bluetooth earbuds to justify it. Thanks to PowerShare, you can place the Galaxy Buds case on the back of your Samsung Galaxy S10 to charge them. But you can also use it with another phone or another accessory, as it should work with any QI-compatible device. And now that Apple sells AirPods with a wireless charging case, chances are that Apple will also allow you to do the same thing with your AirPods.
Eventually.
But there's a way to see this. Analyst is saying with their next product launch, which should be later this year, that we'll see that.
Ah.
So we'll see if we actually do.
That's going to be interesting. And I do love the fact that the S10, the Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy S10, can do that. And in the commercial, that just jumps right out at you. Really? And it'll charge any phone that's QI-capable. Just flip the phone over, and they touch each other, and there you go. Your phone's charging. That's kind of cool. If Julio decided that as soon as he saw the S10, oh, that's it. I'm going to stop drinking the Apple Kool-Aid. I got to have an S10 for that feature alone, the QI charging. That's pretty neat.
And see, I used to use the excuse that I've bought too much music on Apple. Use it now. It's the excuse of I'm too old to learn a new operating system, so that's why I'm sticking with Apple.
But see, going from Apple to Android is very easy.
No, it's
you're
not
too old for that.
No, I am.
I'm old and I love Android.
You remember the 2 months I had to use an Android phone because I was between iPhones and my warranty wasn't up, so I couldn't trade it in yet.
Well, that's just
the worst 2 months of my life.
That's oh my gosh, of your life.
Yes.
I would have thought your divorce would have topped that, but. Anyway, but yeah.
Part of it could have been because I was using an LG Android phone. But
well, you there know. You go, because it sucked. The phone was terrible. It's the only thing I think we had left that would work on
that
carrier.
I think, I want to say at the time, sold for like $30 or something.
Yes. So be fair to Android and know that that was the problem. It wasn't the Android operating system.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe you just need some, what is it, the gas, the dentist?
Nitrous oxide.
Nitrous oxide, yeah. Thank you very much. You need that to just mellow out.
Sure.
Calm yourself. Be mellow all the way into tomorrow.com.
Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Another Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for you. Although GPS is free for the world to use, it costs $2 million per day to operate. How about them apples? The money comes from American tax revenue.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome, world, because the world uses GPS. Thank you, America. But $2 million a day, it costs us to keep GPS working around the world.
But we can't imagine life without it these days.
Oh, of course. My gosh, it would just be impossible. Good luck saying, donut shop near me, or anything, without GPS. It's like, I don't know where you are, so here's a bunch of donut shops in the southeastern U.S., because I assume that's where you are. But So, wow. That's a pretty cool tech fact.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35000.
It's time for our Evo History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
Chris, Efa, history.
Oh, boy.
History.
The DVD was a huge success, with growth rates even higher than the CD after its introduction. But it was a playback medium only. It took several years until 1999, when at the International Funkausstellung in Berlin, Panasonic presented the first DVD recorder prototype. In 2001, the first DVD recorder was market-ready and premiered at IFA. 1 year later, these recorders were already being sold in big numbers. At IFA 2003, the first DVD recorder with built-in hard disk had its world premiere. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
By all means. And, of course, we will be visiting IFA in Berlin physically as well. We invite you to join us if you'd like. But stay tuned. The first couple of weeks of September coming up later this year, we'll have our 17th year broadcast from IFA. If you do not yet receive our free once-a-week tech newsletter, of course you do. But show of hands, keep one on the wheel if you're driving. If you don't, oh my goodness, it's so easy. Visit intotomorrow.com. Little box pops up asking for your email address only, which we share with no one. In addition to tech news and who's on the show this week and some other very cool information, we have Beth's tech tip.
And Gmail just turned 15 years old. We've got 38 Gmail tips that'll help you become a Gmail power user.
Ooh, so if you want to be a Gmail power user, trust us, you do. And we've got that for you. And it's all in this week's free Into Tomorrow tech newsletter. How do you sign up again?
Intotomorrow.com.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world we live in. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech questions you may have. Products, services, anything available today or into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. We've been doing this now for 23 years. We'll keep doing it till we get it right. Don't worry. But the point is, we want to solve your digital dilemmas. So call us anytime, 24/7. The old-fashioned way is still the best way, and that's to pick up the phone and dial 800-899-4686. Comes out to 800-899-INTO, and we'll get you on Into Tomorrow and send you prizes for participating. It really is that easy. Our next guest joins us to talk about their portfolio of mobile social entertainment apps that are designed to meet the universal need for human connection. Might react with, aw, isn't that sweet? Well, they do a good job of it. The CEO of the Meet Group, M-E-E-T Group, is Jeff Cook. Jeff, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. When we saw the Meet Group, and it's all about this universal need that obviously, I guess we all have for human connection, we thought we've got to look into this more and maybe get you guys on the show. Tell me a little bit about the Meet Group, and then let's get into some of the things you're working on these days.
Sure. So we're a collection of mobile meeting apps. We have four primary apps: MeetMe, Tagged, Lavoo, and Scout. All in, we have about a little over 4 million people logging into our apps every day.
Cool.
All around the world. And we like to really think of ourselves as kind of the neighborhood bar, the coffee house. So it has an element of social dating. It's also kind of just a meeting space where people can chat, hang out, And what we've been focused on really for the last year and a half has been building out our live streaming video platform.
Okay, very cool. I like the bar connection. Even if you're not a bar person, you kind of get the idea of, you know, a lot of folks just like to stop after work and have a refreshing adult beverage and chat with some friends. And people kind of get that idea. Only in this case, you provide your own beer, I guess, if you're going to be chatting with some friends. But it is kind of a cool analogy, I guess, to think in terms of meeting in that sense. You guys talk about the death of catfishing. So first of all, for those listening that maybe don't know what that means, tell us what catfishing is, and then how do you end up killing it?
Well, I think the pictures a person typically uses on a dating site tend to become outdated, and they might pick a picture that they had, you know, from a particularly good angle from 6 years ago, and the person might be unrecognizable.
Assuming it's even them, right? I mean, there are so many people that are posting other people.
That's very fair. And I think, you know, video, because it's real time, and it's not a pre-recorded video, it's a live stream. Mm. It has a level of authenticity to it that I think people find refreshing. Like, I don't think people are expecting everyone to look like a model, but they are expecting them to be real. And I think that's what, that's part of what live streaming video brings to the equation.
Yeah, we've had listeners that have told us that they've asked people to take a picture with something that shows today's date or something. And it's like, it almost sounds like a hostage situation, but I get the idea. It's like people have become so desperate to know if that's really the person I'm talking to, or does that really look like you these days? Because we all change, hopefully for the better, but let's face it, sometimes age doesn't do well for some of us, And as a result, I love your concept about the whole real, authentic look of a person, because you're looking at a live video. Now, when you say it's a stream, would it only be going, say, to me if I'm trying to live video with somebody, or am I live streaming to whoever might be watching?
Currently, we have a live streaming platform that allows you to connect to a broadcast to basically anyone on the app who wants to watch. And we're seeing north of 20%, so 20-25% of our users every single day kind of engaging in that. And that's been going really well. What we're actually going to be launching is a one-to-one version of the same thing. So you can be doing exactly what kind of you're talking about, but having a one-on-one chat. And that will be launching very soon.
Well, and Jeff, what seems really cool to me is that you are broadcasting, obviously something I know a little about, and the fact is that you might then have, if in this case it's a dating app, so you might be looking for people and they might be looking for you, you might get several responses, and then when you move to this one-on-one opportunity, then you have even more of a chance of saying, hey, let's actually get together and say hello, let's have a cup of coffee or something. But in the meantime,
And I think that's right. And I think that you can actually do that today in the experience. A lot of people do use it that way. Mm-hmm. So they will broadcast to a number of people, and then they will set up private chat. So they'll send a text-based chat, and then they will connect and go have coffee or go out for a drink. But what the quick feature allows is for that kind of video group chat to essentially become a video one-on-one chat.
Yeah. And it is always live. Do you archive them and play them back sometimes or something? Or you're on when you're on?
You're on when you're on.
Okay.
I think there's an element of ephemerality that our audience likes. Like they it's not about kind of archiving and having it be there forever. It's kind of more in the moment.
Good. No, I'm loving everything I'm hearing about it, because I think it will help a whole lot of people, and certainly something new and very much into tomorrow as opposed to the way things have been handled up until now. So I think what you're doing with the Meet Group is very cool. Now, for folks that might be concerned about a safety issue, you talk about broadcasting and then maybe connect with a one-on-one chat. We're not giving out our own personal phone numbers at this point website or anything else, the one-on-one chat is something still through your app, right? So if it turns out you find out that, oh, wow, this guy's a loser, or that girl, forget it, whatever, then you simply move on, right?
That's exactly right. We certainly encourage our broadcasters not to share personal details like home address, phone number, and things of that nature. We also have quite a commitment to just content moderation. So, being a live video platform at scale, on a given day we might have many 100,000 broadcasters, 750,000 plus viewers. So you have a lot of content. We actually have a kind of small army, about 40% of our workforce dedicated to kind of reviewing these streams. We also use back end software for kind of scrubbing and making sure that we're not seeing through an algorithmic review any content that we don't want shown on our platform.
Good, good. Now, when you talk about broadcasting, Jeff, is it a regional thing, a citywide? I mean, can you put out some sort of a target geographically that you want to broadcast to, or does it go to anybody and everybody on the planet that is looking at the app?
It goes to anybody on the planet, essentially, who wants to tune in.
Okay.
But we do have different ways of organizing the content. So you can a typical way that people will do it is by nearby. So I might be able to watch your stream even if I'm not, in New York City or in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But I might have a lot more people from Chicago in my stream because I happen to be broadcasting from Chicago, for example.
Gotcha.
So we also split streams by trending. So the most popular streamers are going to be, at the in the trending stream, and they will have at any given time, hundreds, sometimes thousands of viewers.
Wow, cool. And do you know how many folks are viewing you at the time?
You do. So that's actually, everyone in the stream knows. There's a view count.
Good. I mean, again, that's kind of cool, too. I'm here in Miami, and maybe I want to stream, can I identify myself at that point, or do I have to say that I'm in Miami? So if you are in Chicago and not willing to relocate, if we should happen to connect, then, have a nice day, but, it's not going to help either of us, or that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, you can certainly say you're in Miami, but I think a lot of the streams are not just about finding, a spouse or a significant other. A lot of them are kind of more entertainment driven. So what we noticed in our app is that, for a long time, this app has been around since really 2005 in website form, and as an app since 2010. We're having tens of millions of chats, text-based chats sent every single day among our users. And, what we saw was that there'll be lulls in the conversation where a user might not have enough chats, and that's frequent for any dating platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so we saw live video as basically a way to put, to bring some social entertainment into dating. So right now, for a long time, you think of Match.com, ZHarmonies, Tinder's, they're all about finding you either a date or a spouse and kind of getting you off the platform.
Yeah.
We thought, well, let's combine dating with some social entertainment. So if you're not finding enough chats at any given moment, you have something else to do. And we find it fits in really well there. And, extending that bar analogy where, we compare ourselves to the local bar coffee house, we think of live streaming as almost like the band at the bar. It's, something else that kind of keeps you there longer. May not be the only reason you're there.
Yeah, no, and I like that. I'm glad that you pointed that out. So it's not a matter. It is about the human connection, but it doesn't have to necessarily become a significant other search or something. I'm assuming it can be, certainly, if someone is looking for that. That's wonderful. And a chat, can become more involved. I'm also kind of envisioning that, maybe there's the occasional stand-up comedian who wants to do a live stream and share his or her humor with whoever's looking, and maybe that's another connection. It's another way to kind of get that human connection going and see if they get any response. I mean, I don't know if it's like an audition almost.
Exactly. It's really interesting you said that. So we certainly see that sort of talent content where you'll have somebody who might know how to sing, and they'll be singing for some period of time, or somebody who plays the guitar. Sometimes you see a juggler or a dancer. And so we actually have a product that's more towards the end of this year launching that we're calling Battles. that will allow somebody with a talent to compete against somebody else with a talent and for the audience to vote.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, we're absolutely trying to cultivate that sort of talent-based content.
I love it. Now, will it work on only mobile devices, or can you put it on your computer? I'm trying to envision somebody who's dancing who might have a better shot on a laptop and room in the room to get up and say, let me show you what I just learned or something, you know.
Yeah, I mean, our broadcasters who are good, and some of these broadcasters, you know, they're making $10,000 a month, you know. And
whoa.
And so some of these broadcasters are quite talented. And what they're doing, they've kind of these professional rigs, so they can broadcast off a phone. We are looking right now at web-based broadcasting too. We have so few users on the web that, you know, we started mobile, but I think we are starting to think hard about should we have a platform on the web as well.
Sure. I think it would be awesome. Now, real quick, as we're fast running out of time, and I can already tell I want to get you back on the show again, Sue, to talk more about it. But, of course, in the meantime, themeatgroup.com, and we'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Are there charges involved? And you talk about people that are making 10 grand a month by doing these,
these
broadcasts.
Yeah, no, it's free. It's free to use. It's free to broadcast. The way that the broadcaster actually earns money is through tips from viewers. And it, no viewer, of course, have to tip, but people are sending these virtual gifts that translate out to some value that they can then claim a reward, like a PayPal gift card and things like
cool.
that.
Oh, cool. Excellent. Visit The Meat Group, M-E-E-T, themeatgroup.com. And again, we'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Jeff Cook, the CEO, keep up the good work. Let us know as you do new and fun and innovative things, and we're happy to help promote it for you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
The Apple II had a hard drive of only 5 megabytes when it was launched back in June 1977. Hard to imagine these days. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Don't forget that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming is provided by streamguys.com.
So wrapping up, at least for the moment, our funny or clever or unusual or just weird Wi-Fi router names. And, of course, if you have some or you run across some, we still invite you to call 800-899-INTO and share them with us. But we've got a few more that we've been collecting and we want to share them with you.
There's a store in the UK, a secondhand video game store called Sex, spelled C-E-X.
Okay.
And at least one location has the Wi-Fi name Unprotected Sex.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
Another couple that I found that I loved is, while you steal my Wi-Fi, I steal your electricity.
Oh, well, that'll get your attention.
There's Searching for a Girlfriend. Quit parking your Mercedes there. Ha ha, I have Wi-Fi and you don't.
Oh, jeez.
Another one of my favorites, notavirus.exe.
.exe. That makes you kind of worry. Here's one that I ran across. Satan rocks my socks. And then another neighbor did, God is our rock. He'll save you. So now we've got competing Wi-Fi router names just in the neighborhood to take care of those kinds of things.
Reminds me of a church one I saw that was the Promised Land.
The Promised Land.
Yeah.
L-A-N. Oh, very good. How about this one? My own damn internet. Okay, well, that's to the point.
Get off my lawn while you're at it.
That's right. You pay now is another one. This one we can relate to in Miami. Go home, tourists. So imagine your coffee shop. So go home, tourists, right? This one is certainly accurate for many people. Your grammar is annoying. As a Wi-Fi router name, right? You lost your connection. And the Lord of the Wi-Fi. Another one to be funny.
So on please wait, followed by a bunch of dots.
Great.
I'm warning you, it's slow.
Oh.
This is not Starbucks. Nice try, neighbor. Sorry, Windows could not detect any stealable internets.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. And error, unable to connect.
Oh, there you go. All of them are quite accurate. How about don't tase me, bro? Alrighty. For your Wi-Fi router name. Yummy.
I like that one.
It's different. It makes you go, oh, now I'm hungry. How about connect at your own risk? Oh, scary. But enough to make you wonder, well, should I try to get onto that Wi-Fi? Dude, where's my network? I like that one. All right. All your bandwidth belongs to me. And cafe plus Wi-Fi plus friends equals enjoy. Kind of a long, bizarre name. But hey, if you got a funny Wi-Fi router name, do share it with us. And you win prizes for doing so, too, at 800-899-INTO.
Stream Guys. Stream Guys is a leading provider of quality streaming media services. Whether you're an independent broadcaster or a large corporation, Stream Guys is your best choice for managed live or on-demand video or audio streaming, dedicated server products, turnkey subscription services, podcasting, and much, much more. Stream Guys, affordable, reliable, scalable. Since 2000, Stream Guys has been providing quality streaming media services for the smartest businesses on the internet. StreamGuys.com.
Into Tomorrow continues. Glad to have you with us. I'm Dave Graveline in the control room. Julio Anderosmo, H, working for the show out of New York City. And who are you?
Chris Graveline. Reminding you that this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Dexcom G6, the future of diabetes management, is here. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
And I'm calling a quick audible here. We're going to tell people that we've got prizes to share with you. And if you have an opportunity to call into the program, you too can win them. No promises, no guarantees, but do tell us when you call in. We'll do our best to get that particular item to you of the things we're about to mention. For example, last minute income tax preparation. We've got a bunch of TurboTax codes, good for any of their products, up to $200 worth, and all you need to do is participate. So you might want to ask for one of those and do it fast, while there's time for you to do your return.
We've got some Hyper Juice AirPods wireless charging cases. These will fully charge your AirPods in an hour and a half.
Oh, and if that's not hyper enough, how about handheld Tropo battery-powered air pumps for all of your inflatables?
From Magnet Pal, we've got rare earth magnets with telescoping gravit sticks to pick up metal items.
And one of our more favorite items these days, TV jock straps. You heard me correctly. They're elastic straps to wrap around the bottom of your TV and hide those annoying tickers so you don't see them. Join us at 800-899-INTO.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.